Okay, this is an oral history interview with Mr. Godfrey Seaport.
Makagula.
Makagula. Thank you. And it is today, the 10th of February, and we're on the Isar Goddess, and we are somewhere approaching the 40s.
40s, yeah.
Yes.
Roaring.
Roaring 40s. Yes, so the seas are going to get rougher, hopefully, for the adventurers amongst us.
Okay,
the first question I want to know is, how did you start working for Antarctica and Islands?
I applied like anybody. Then I went for interview. Then I got a job. That was 2005.
2005?
Yeah, I was working as a general assistant first. My first year and 2006. And then I was approached to take part in this sign-up program. So yeah, my first trip was 2006.
So you applied to the directorate for a position?
Yes.
From where did you come? I mean,
from Pretoria.
From Pretoria.
Yes.
So how did you learn about this position? Was it just a normal job application?
It was just a normal job application. I just... No, I was not working then. Then
Well, what's your background? Is it?
I was a security officer before, back home.
A what?
Security officer.
Security officer.
Yes, security
back
officer.
Back home being in Pretoria.
In Pretoria, yeah.
For which department?
That was JS Security Company then. We were like securing the shop, right, and Checkers.
Oh, okay.
JS
security,
security yeah,
okay.
Security officer.
So what made you decide to apply for a job working for government?
I was looking for a stable job.
You know,
government, all this. But I didn't actually expect these voyages, things like that. It was not in my mind. I was just see the job was advertised on the newspaper, then I applied.
And do you have to move to Cape Town then?
Yes.
At home? I mean, what is that like? Coming from Gauteng, going to sleepy old Cape Town.
Oh, my! Like before, I never been in Cape Town.
Yeah.
But I was looking forward. Then I was like, no, growing up, that one day, be in the mother city, Cape Town, and.
Okay, so you started then with your first voyage in 2006.
Six, yes.
Where to was that?
To what?
Gulf Marion.
Well, my first was Antarctica.
Antarctica.
That was my first.
Before you applied for the job, did you know a lot about Antarctica?
No, not yet. Not at all.
Did you know about the islands, that South Africa?
Not at all.
Islands?
You know, on the air, it was like, because as I said, they were looking for a general assistant.
Mm.
Like working in a warehouse, sweeping, cleaning, packing, as it were, logistics, packing. No, all that stuff, general assistant work. And, okay. And that year, they were looking for someone to come here as a general what is it? Waste technician.
Oh, it's a waste technician.
Yeah, waste technician. That's where I started. Then I came down
like
here in Antarctica. Sorry? And then I came here as a waste technician. Then I worked, I got training by the guys, the team there. And it was successful. I worked nicely. And on my way back, the time when we came back to Cape Town, and the Valentine phoned me because they were looking for admin officer then for Maron Island.
Mm-hmm.
And they approached me and then they say, you just came from Antarctica, don't want to go to Maron Island. And I was like, for what? Admin officer. I'm like, okay, can you do that? They say, I can do that. Then that was my second trip immediately from Antarctica. I just only stay a couple of weeks. Then I went to Maron.
And then you're currently logistic officer. What's your current job description?
Yeah, logistical clerk.
Logistical clerk.
Yeah.
So you've got promoted.
Yes, and
the
then again, I think I was level 4, general assistant. Mm-hmm. Then they've advertised again within internal ad. Then I've applied for the job, go for interview. I was in Maron Island then, when this job was advertised, where I am now, in Maron Island, on my way back, then I got an interview, then I got a job.
What can you...
That was 2007.
Remember in 2006, that first journey to Antarctica, what was it like?
Oh, it was a bit scary.
Why?
It was very scary because, I mean, I never been there, like, before, during my planning, my preparation for the, for that voyage then, 2006. No, my colleagues, they said, hey, it's very cold, hey, no, the environment is different and things like that.
Mm.
So I didn't know anything about Antarctica and all that. So it was a bit scary, but looking forward to it.
Did you get seasick that first time?
No, never. Since it's, I think this is my now, sorry, my fourth, if not fifth, trip. I never had Antarctica, seasick, Maron, Sonny Koch Island that I've never been there.
Have you never been to North Island?
No.
Would you like to go?
Yeah, I've applied, but my boss was like, Maron Island, I mean, Rock Island is very small.
Yeah.
So I'm the person who like to work. So mm-hmm. they said, there's not much work for you.
You do, yeah.
So only those people who like going to be exposed from this island, they can start in Cork Island because it's small.
So how does it work? How do you become DCO or ADCO? You
through my I didn't. What's happening is every trip, the DCO, like we submit our report back to our head of the department. And fortunately, the DCOs and the assistant DCOs that I was working with, then they recommended me that I was given a chance. They've seen potential in me. I can do this. And then I went down. Oh, after my trip, as I said,
to Maron
as an admin officer. Then they asked me to come and help Adrian Treya. Was a DCO then, and then. He then was an assistant DCO, and I was an admin officer. My second trip to Antarctica. Then on my way back, and then Mr. Valentine feels that no, I think I've done this trip enough now. I can't be an assistant DCO.
So
after the reports they received from
you, kind of get recommended.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to ascertain is how does it work. How do they decide who's DCO and who's ADCO for every voyage?
Yeah, for instance, now I'm looking at Chiran as an assistant.
Mm.
Then through my work, through this voyage, then they'll recommend, hey, Mr. Makakula is fit to be a DCO.
Okay.
Just give him a chance. And then.
Would you like to do a DC, drop as a DCO?
Yeah. And I think last year, I was promised to take part Maron trip as a DCO.
Wonderful.
So I'm looking forward to that.
What are the challenges of your job in Antarctica?
Challenges? I know I'm this kind of person who it's difficult for me to to stand in front of people and talk. Things like that. I'm not that kind of a person. So this one of the challenges, like giving instructions, standing there, and then things like that.
Mm.
But I don't see any of that except that.
And working with scientists, what are the challenges of working with scientists?
Challenges with scientists, because these people, I meet them and back home. The clothing store, also like working a clothing store, issuing them clothing. I get used to them, so I don't see any. See any challenges with them.
What was your first impression of Antarctica? Can you remember?
My first impression? Obviously, when I see the iceberg, I mean, the ice shelf, I say booked, I was like, wow, this is different.
Yeah.
But the shocking part of it, that was when we had an accident. The guy who just fall over the cliff. It was my first trip to Antarctica, and then we had such an accident. It was like it's shaky.
Difficult place.
Yeah.
How did that change the takeover? The fact that somebody got killed so early on?
It was bit it was a bit difficult since most of the guys are especially those who were going for the first time, it was a bit shaky.
Mm-hmm.
But we managed to do our job and everyone's.
Why do you keep returning to Antarctica?
I think I got fond of it. I love it.
Mm.
every time, like, when I'm given this chance to go to Antarctica, okay.
What about Antarctica do you like?
What is it that I like about it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice environment to be in, and the logistics, man, they, for the fact that there's some challenges, I mean, it's not easy as Maroon, or I've never been in golf, but it's different, the logistics is different, it's more of like challenging, like you see the weather changes like now and then, so that's fast thinking and, you know, decision making.
And Marion, what were your first impressions about Marion Island?
Marion Island, my impression was that it was far different from Antarctica. At least there was land, the mayas, the green, the penguins, the bears and all that, and you're able to walk as long distances as, you know, it's ever raining and things like that. It was totally different from Antarctica.
Have you ever slept over at one of the huts in Marion?
No, I never do the
Round
Island. Round Off Island.
But
I went for like hard to stockings and things like that. Yeah.
So as a logistical clerk, I suppose you're also involved in buying of gloves, buying of materials. What is the government policy, or what is the DA policy on that? I mean, how do you decide what gear to buy?
Well, we've got our specification specs that we have in the clothing store. What kind of item, material, and things like that. They are
and who worked out that?
SABS approved, things like that.
And who works out what kind of material is needed and what kind of gloves are needed? Who decides that?
Oh, it's Mr. Valentine. Mm-hmm. He decides on that, and also our first, it must go to my supervisor. Then was Mr. Vosdazen. Then he takes up.
It's now Chuma.
Yeah, it's now Chuma. So he look at the, what to call, like for instance, if you're going to buy, for instance, it's a working t-shirt. And obviously there's a lot of most companies that are on our database. Maybe they want to sell us those stuff. Then he take that to my supervisor and he check the quality. And then from there, he feels that is a good quality of item and it's like exactly the specs, under our specs, the way we want it. Then it goes to Mr. Valentine and he makes a decision. Okay, you can buy it.
I see most of the gloves are from K-Way.
K-Way, yes.
But it's not gloves you see in stores. So do they make it especially for Sunup?
Yeah, it's only for Sunup K-Way, especially the outer gear.
For Sunup gear. Yes. They make it especially for
Do
you know how long they've been making the gloves, or has it been like this?
Since I started there, it was all the time K-Way, from K-Way.
And then I will ask this to Mr. Valentine again when I interview him again, but why do you not buy female clothes?
Female clothes?
Yeah.
I don't have a clue, because when I came, it was only like that, as you see. I don't know why. I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. So you said it's mostly Mr. Valentine and his second, or the supervisor then.
Yes.
Who's now Jamal that draws up the policy.
The clothing, the clothing, and store manager.
Okay.
Manages
the
clothing. Sorry?
Chiron is still the store manager.
No, it's Nomzi. He's a warehouse manager. And then, obviously, in our clothing store, that was Mr. Vosdazen, who was supervising the clothing store, and me and the eight logistical clerks in the clothing store. Now it's Chuma.
What is the most common complaint you get in terms of clothing?
The clothing. Normally, our items that we're struggling, and obviously we're not sitting back, we're trying our all means, is to get the better gloves, because they always have a complaint about that. And also, like, currently the material that they use for the outer gear, the K-Ways, is not a good material, because they complain immediately when they arrive in Antarctica, the 2 weeks or 3 weeks, as you say. Maybe you've seen some of the guys, the jacket, it's like. So we've laid that complaint to K-Ways, and they've said that the material that they used to make these gears before they no longer get it, no longer not called, but they trying their best to do something about it. We had a meeting with them. Mr. Ostezen, Zaid was there, unfortunately I was not there, complaining about this. The material is now like deteriorating. What's happening with it? And then he said, no, the material we used to have before is no longer in the market, but they're trying our best. They're trying their best to improve it.
Crisis in general. So why do you think is it necessary for South Africa to have a base in Antarctica?
Obviously, I mean, for the scientists, is to be able to do their work, research, and things like that. I think it's best to have.
Do you think you would ever consider overwintering yourself?
I was looking forward to it. Unfortunately, there's nothing for us there as a department.
Oh, you can always be a medicacy.
But I have to resign my job. I have to resign. I'm dreaming one day. Yes.
And you'd like to overwinter. What do you enjoy most about these takeovers?
Meeting people, meeting different people, knowing what they're doing, gaining more experience. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I might decide to be a medcassi one day or something. No.
And you've been on a cat train.
Yeah.
How would you describe that experience?
Oh, this was one of the another great challenges I have to face, and it was interesting. It was like, you know, when we send drivers as managers, guy goes and do that, not knowing what they are facing on their way there. So my first trip to do the Catherine, it was one of the great experiences I'll never forget.
Okay. What do you think about tourism in Antarctica and to Marion? Would you like it if tourists
would go? Yeah, I'd love that to happen, but because of the distance, especially Antarctica. But if it happens that those opportunities comes, then
it could be. Currently, do you know the sun and fall under oceans and coasts under the Department of Environmental Affairs? Mm. Is that right?
Sun up, what? Come again?
Do they fall under the oceans and coasts of the Department of Environmental Affairs?
Oh, so this, the ocean and coast, since it's a new, what's it called?
Yeah, what I'm asking is, what is the role of oceans and coasts in the Sun Up program at the moment?
At the moment, because they just, it's a new, what's it called? Ocean and coast, yeah, came now, so it's a little bit of this trying to, you know, to be with us, man. So it's like a bit of confusion there and there. I don't understand why they suddenly here and things like that. But I don't have a good answer for that.
But your budget still comes straight from the Department of Environmental Affairs.
Yes.
Okay. Since you've been coming down to Antarctica and to Marion, have you seen any change in the people that go? Are they different every time?
Yeah, of course they're different. They're different.
Are there more women, less women, more?
I think also
diverse,
depends.
Less diverse?
I think also depends on the, because this thing they get most advertised. Who come, who applied to come for interview. But we see different group, different teams, not always the very same team, different.
And is a takeover to Antarctica different from a takeover to Marion? In terms of a group of people?
Yes, it's different. For instance, it's in Marion Islands, you might find maybe more blacks taking part in the, what you call there. Whereas, yes, Antarctica, they also you might find blacks, but no,
all the sealers, there's more
scientists.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, more black scientists.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so. Team
also,
Tifa,
sort of people like Yankara Forth and Stephen Charles.
Exactly.
And there's more metastasis, of course.
Of course, in Maroon Island. That's why I'm saying the team differs every year.
Mm. Which is your favorite, Marian or Antarctica?
Antarctica. Then Marian.
And what did you think of the German base?
I've been to German base. It was, I don't know, because maybe it's still a new base, but it was very classy. Very classy. Very classy.
What would you call, if you could choose, what would you like the new ship to be called?
It's just difficult. We've been talking about this, I think, the day before yesterday.
We were talking about this, you and?
No, yeah, with some of the guys. Okay. Yeah. Somebody asked me, what are they going to call the new ship? I was like, oh.
According to SABC, they're calling it a Tarbin Beggy. SABC had a lot of facts wrong.
About is it? To call it after
that. This is the last Antarctical age.
But the ships are not normally named after women.
I know, they're normally named after women.
Yeah. So why
Tarbin Beggy? Not named. Actually, you shouldn't really name anything after this.
Okay.
According to me, but.
I think.
What was the, in this conversation? What did you guys decide?
The question. I came up with, okay, somebody said, mentioned this, it was a man's name, then I was like, why they can call it the man? Because most of them, there's Lillian Goy, wrote the first and things like that. Obviously, there must be a woman's name or something who's been playing role, maybe.
Yeah.
Vital role in political things.
Then
I mentioned something like, why don't they say Winnie Mandela? And then somebody was like, hey, the background there, all this scandal of Winnie and things like that, it won't be.
Scandalous.
Exactly. I was like, you see.
Thank you so much, Patrick.